This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. We're delighted to have a miracle, a walking miracle, on the program today with us, Crystal Jordan. Hundreds and hundreds of you have been praying for her since she was pronounced brain dead on July the 5th. And it's a delight to have her and her husband, Joe, on with us today on BPNRadio.com. They are from Alexandria, Louisiana, and we know that Crystal was on the worship team there at Forest Hill, Louisiana, Trinity Christian Center, where David and Yvonne Remedios are the pastors. Crystal, it's good to have you on today.
It's a pleasure to be on as well.
You are a walking miracle. If anybody tries to deny miracles, they need just to look and hear Crystal Jordan. What happened on what happened on July the 5th of this year?
Okay, I was in a coma for 9 days.
But you were in an auto accident, right? How did the accident occur?
On July 3rd, I was in the accident, and me and my sister-in-law, we were I T-boned from a Ford F-350
Wow.
coming at me from 65 miles an hour, and so I don't remember the actual wreck itself, but I remember having a man pray for me. I asked Mr. Rowdy, which was, I had just came from Clayton Homes, sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I had just pulled out of the parking lot and onto the road, and had gotten T-bone, and the only thing I remember from the wreck itself was the smoke from the airbags. I thought I was in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Because all I saw was white, and so I thought I was in heaven.
Yeah.
And then I thought, Mr. Rowdy, you're here. And
mm-hmm.
so I remember asking him to pray for me, and then of course after that I was out of it for the most part, and the rest, really, I don't remember at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking the Lord to bring back, well, what He wills for
yeah.
my memory-wise, because
yeah.
sometimes it's good not to feel
right.
that part of the
right.
accident.
I understand. And, Joe, it's good to have you on with your wife. I understand that when you got Crystal to the hospital, she was pronounced brain dead. That was a pretty challenging moment, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. It was actually on the it was the 5th. The doctor, I was in the visitation hours in the ICU, and he pulled me to the side, and he asked me to step into a small room, had a computer in it, and it had Crystal's you know, the brain and everything, and he was just showing me, and he just, his exact words was, it's not good. And he never really made eye contact with me. I could tell he didn't want to give the, you know, the news. Mm-hmm. And so I just asked him, I said, you know, what are we looking at? And he said, to be totally honest with you, she shouldn't be alive right now, and we really don't even know how she is alive because of the injuries that she's suffered on her brain. And not only that, they said that she had C1, C2 injuries to her spinal cord, mm-hmm. Hematoma on her spinal cord, mm-hmm. That her brain had swollen so much in one area that you could actually see a shift in her brain. And not only did she have a major stroke, but she had, they called it multiple spider web strokes, which was just several strokes just all through her brain. Mm-hmm. And he pretty much said that if she survives, and he said it real stern, like, if she survives, the only thing that she'll be able to do is be strapped to a chair and have eye movement.
Wow.
And I looked at him, and the Holy Spirit kind of came over me at that point, and I just said, thank you, now I know how to pray.
Uh-huh.
And I know what to pray for, you know. And she was actually in a coma for right around 9 days, unresponsive. She wasn't even showing any signs of pain when they did pain tests on her to get a response out of her from her toes to her, you know, her upper body. And yeah, it was definitely a shaking for a husband and a father of four that you know, was stuck in a spot to where, yeah, all I could really do is just trust in God and, yeah, and you know, just pray.
Yeah. You guys have four children. How old are they?
I have a 7-year-old, 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old. 3 girls and 1 boy.
7, 6, 4, and 2. Yeah, we posted their pictures, y'all's pictures, many, many times. Well, you certainly needed your wife, and they needed their mother. And we got a report from my spiritual son, spiritual daughter, David and Yvonne Remedios, your pastor's there, saying that this young lady, worship leader in our church, has been declared brain dead. Would you please pray? And immediately I posted the picture that they sent me on my Facebook pages, and the response was just overwhelming. Hundreds and hundreds of people said they were praying for Crystal. And but I know that your faith, your prayers, the prayers of many other people, and your faith certainly pulled Crystal through. And Crystal, what do you remember? You were in a coma 9 days, and what do you remember when you came out of the coma? Can you remember what was happening?
For the most part, I only remember being in a lot of pain, and I didn't remember what had happened to me at all. So I had, of course, Joe tell me you were in a bad accident, and the first thing I wondered were the kids, because I couldn't remember who was with me or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said the kids were fine. Dee was fine, which was my sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, I, of course, was relieved, but cried a lot, which, because I remember having several what I thought were dreams,
mm-hmm.
and of like different things that happened. And, but I didn't realize that it wasn't reality at the time, because I was in a coma. And
yeah,
so it's like after they told me that I was in a wreck and in a coma, I started being able to make sense of why I was having the dream, so to speak, happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Did After you came out of the coma, did you believe that you were going to live?
Yes, of course. I knew, hey, I'm here, and God's not done with me yet. Uh-huh. And I was fired up, so to speak, uh-huh. because I was like, the devil tried to kill me. Yeah. He tried to take me out. But I almost just tell him about the first thing I did when they put that voice box thing in my throat.
Yeah, so when she came out of the coma, of course she had tubes down her throat. She had during the coma she had to end up getting a trachea put in. So she had a trach. She had her gallbladder had swollen and got infected. So they had to put a drain in her gallbladder. She had a feeding tube in. But she woke up with stuff hanging all out of her body. Didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. She couldn't talk, so when they had the trach, they finally put a block. It's like a voice piece in the trach to where it allows her to try to use her vocal cords. Mm-hmm. And I kept telling her, I was trying to get her to talk, and the first thing that she did was she just roared, and it kind of shocked me. And I looked at her and I was like, "Are you okay?" And then she kind of did it again, and of course, from that day forward, as far as being able to talk, the main thing is having both lungs punctured. She wasn't able to hold air in real good. Her lungs were real weak. But as of right now, as you can tell, she's her voice is getting stronger. Her vocal cords are working better. And so, yeah, that was pretty amazing right there.
Yeah, I know it was a progressive healing, a progressive miracle. So, Crystal, what's the first thing you begin? Did your what was the first movement that you had in your hands, your feet, your legs? Where did you start having movement?
It was in my eyes, okay. And then my legs, for sure. I could move my legs and feel all my body parts, but I couldn't move my arms at all. Most of the movement was in my feet and legs. So we were excited, and of course seeing their reaction from my family and Joe, mm-hmm. I was excited because they were excited because yeah. I hadn't seen the process of me being in the coma and unresponsive. So it was like I was feeding off of their faith,
yeah.
and having to go off of them seeing me from the process in the beginning,
uh-huh.
wow. from it all, because I was taking a nap, so to speak.
It's amazing testimony. And then after a while, we followed your progress all of these weeks. We followed your progress, and I remember when we reported that Crystal is moving her eyes, she's moving her feet, and then one day we got a report that you had begun to be able to talk. All of these are just amazing things that were happening, and all these people that you never have met, never known, were following the progress you were making, which was amazing. So how long did it take for you to be able to actually get up out of the bed?
I was in the hospital for 40 days, and I was in the therapy at Willis-Knighton for 43 days. Mm-hmm. And by the time the first day I came in that therapy, it was really intense therapy, and so I made a goal to walk out of that place. And the head physical therapist said, okay, we will make that happen. Mm-hmm. And of course he is a believer too, so after, I want to say, how long did it take me to walk out of there? How long?
About 20 days in.
About 20 days in, I started walking with a sense that, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, but this time the miracle was well in progress. What was the doctor's response, Joe? Do you remember the doctor that told you it was not good? Did you have any further conversation with him?
I did not, but I wish to God I could have, and hopefully that'll still take place. So when we were in ICU, it was actually a trauma doctor that was reading over, you know, all of her reports and checking all of her, you know, CAT scans, MRI, and all that. He's the one that gave me the news.
Mm-hmm.
While we were still in the hospital, of course, she is making progress. You know, she's moving her legs. She's even communicating with me without talking, if that makes sense. You know, I would tell her, you know, for yes, blink your eyes, and she was responding. You know, because I didn't know what she needed. I didn't know, you know, like, for instance, if she was in pain, I would tell her, you know, if you need pain medicine, you know, blink your eyes for me, and she would blink for me.
Uh-huh.
And so that was pretty much the way that, you know, she was doing the things that they said, of course, she wouldn't be able to do, you know. But by the time we left, there was a few nurses that kind of stayed with her, because we were in and out of several different rooms and several different floors in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the ICU nurses came and saw her the day before she was going to leave, and they were blown away. They were asking her so many questions. They were saying, you know, do you remember me doing this for you? Do you remember me, you know, talking to you? Do you remember? And Crystal would answer them, and it really encouraged them, you know, because they had never seen a situation to where someone was pronounced brain dead and then were able to talk to them several days later. They said that, you know, the majority of the patients that are in that situation, they end up either dead or they, you know, they stay brain dead. So there's no way to really communicate with them. But yes, I did talk to a couple of different doctors that kind of followed the case, and they were speechless. They didn't even know. They didn't know how to even describe, you know, medically they couldn't say it. But I told them, I was like, you know, God healed her. You know, I mean, we all know that this is not a normal thing that happens. And I know that, that God intervened and restored a lot then. And it's also continuing to restore everything to 100%.
Yeah. Well, it's evident that the prayer of faith, the Bible says the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And I know that's exactly what happened. Of course, I know that you guys were part of a church that certainly believes in miracles, Dr. David Von Remedios, and they certainly, I know that when my wife Jean was pronounced with cancer in 2004, Dr. Remedios was our doctor. And, you know, Gene just said, I'm not having surgery, I'm going to trust God on this one. God miraculously healed her. But we know it was the prayer of faith in that atmosphere of Trinity Christian Center and David Yvonne Remedios and the people around. So it's so important when you get a bad report, and you have to have a miracle. Not just you need a miracle, but you have to have a miracle. It's very important that you have people around you, people of faith. And I know that you guys had faith, and I know that people around you had faith, and that is so very, very important. So, Crystal, tell me how it felt when you were able to get out of the hospital, go and be with your husband, your children, and understand that you were able to talk and walk and even eat some pizza. How did that feel?
So good. I remember thinking that it was gonna take forever to see my babies again. And, of course, we have, days where we would, because I didn't want them to be scared when they saw Mama, because, you know, Mama being hooked up to a machine and have tubes all over the place. Mm-hmm. We just wanted them to feel secure.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Me being sick are out of commission, so to speak. And mm-hmm. so we had days where they came up to Willis Knighton and saw me, but the day I actually got to go home, I was very emotional, of course, because I felt like my life, I got a second chance at life, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so it was very, I was, where you take the simple things for granted,
mm-hmm.
it's like I saw the world in a whole new light.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. How old are you, Crystal?
I'm 31.
31 years old. Certainly, yeah. You were certainly too young to die. God has performed a miracle. Yes. You're back with your children. I know they're glad to have their mommy back. I know that Joe's glad to have his wife back. And I know that you're walking and talking, and I even saw Von Remedios sent me a video of you dancing. That's quite amazing. What amazing.
Yes.
Are you gonna yes. sing again? Are you gonna lead worship again?
Yes, sir. I will.
I believe that.
I will.
I believe that. He that has begun a good work in you is going to complete that. I really believe that. And I've looked forward to this day of having you on BPNRadio.com. I knew there would come a day that I would actually get to visit with you and you would get to tell your story here on BPNRadio.com, heard across America and around the world. And in a few moments, Crystal, I want you to pray for people that need a miracle. But Joe, tell me about, if you wouldn't mind, about your finances, your hospital bills, how people could maybe help you, not only continue to pray for you. Is there any way they could help you? Is there any mounting hospital bills or any way that you guys need some help?
Well, another miracle inside of that, at the time of the wreck, Crystal's health insurance had practically expired almost 5 days, I think, before the wreck. And of course, when she was in the hospital, she had several procedures, several surgeries. She had on her both carotid arteries, they tore an inner layer, and of course it caused 95% to 96% blockage in both arteries, which caused the stroke. So they had to go in and put two stents in each side, so four stents in total. And of course, 18 days in ICU, which is a tremendous amount of money just in itself. And Medicaid actually came in and covered all the hospital expenses when she was in there. So God has literally paid the way for everything. As of now, we don't owe anything from her, all of her procedures and everything.
It's amazing how God has supplied that. We're grateful and thankful. Crystal, what is your plans for the future, Crystal? Crystal Jordan, what do you want to do in the future?
Continue to lead worship at TCC and be a mom and a wife, of course. Wonderful. And, you know, I would like to travel a lot because with Joe working in the past, we were never able to enjoy a vacation as a family. We would always travel and visit the places nearby that mm-hmm. Joe was working at. Mm-hmm. And so I would greatly enjoy a vacation. And Lord knows we need it right now after all this mess.
Yeah, I agree. Where would y'all like to go? You and Joe and the kids like to go. Where would you like to go?
they would say Disney World, but I believe somewhere quiet away from civilization and somewhere in the mountains, away in a cabin.
Well, maybe there could be provision for both. Some time in the cabin, and maybe a little Disney World for the kids. I believe that somebody may be listening today. They might want to pay for you guys a vacation. I know that you certainly deserve it. Are you still having rehabilitation? Are you still going to rehab?
Yes, sir. 3 times a week, and at Glenwood, in Monroe. West Monroe, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's, I still have my days to where it's sore. I'm sore a lot. Mm-hmm. But I have speech therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy, each one 3 times a week.
Wow.
And so for 3.5 hours, yeah.
Wow. Well, I know that that can be quite challenging, but compared to what you've been through, I'm sure it's very minimal. It's amazing. You have an amazing testimony. I guess, Crystal, you have one of the most amazing testimonies I have ever heard in my life, and we have followed you from the time of the accident. Pastor Yvonne Remedios contacted us immediately, and we started praying. Here on bpnradio.com and on Facebook, and our radio audience prayed. And, I've posted your progress reports on bpnradio.com and on Facebook. And it's just been quite amazing what God has done in your life. And what I'm talking about, Pastor Yvonne Remedios, every Wednesday, I want to remind our listening audience that every Wednesday at 12 noon, TCC, Trinity Christian Center in Forestville, Louisiana, they have prayer and worship here on BPN Radio for an hour, 12 to 1 o'clock every Wednesday, and that is today. So don't forget that, Roy Beard at 11:55, and then, of course, Pastor David Yvonne Remedios and the people there at Trinity Christian Center in Forestville, Louisiana. We'll be having an hour of prayer and worship, so just want to remind everybody about that. Crystal, I'm so glad that you and your husband Joe have been on today. I'm thankful. I'm believing that God's going to give you guys a good vacation, and it's wonderful to have you home for Christmas. I'll be home for Christmas, yeah. And you certainly are home for Christmas, so delighted. I'd like for you to pray and then for Joe to pray. I'm going to play some worship music. I believe there's some people out there that they need a miracle today. I know that you are a walking miracle, declared brain dead, and there you are alive and well, walking and talking and eating pizza and dancing in church. And it's just an amazing. Would you say a prayer for people that are listening today on bpnradio.com that needs a miracle?
Yes, sir. It would be my pleasure.
Okay, you pray and then Joe can pray.
So, Father, we just come before you now, right now, and lift up every single person that is in need of your touch. Lord, we just lift them up to now. We pray and that you would touch every body part that they need their miracle in right yes. now, in the same way that you brought healing to my body,
yes.
that you would touch them the same way. You're a miracle working God.
Yes, you are.
We decree your word, and you are faithful to your word, and you said you come to heal our disease. And so, Lord, we lift up every single person to you right now in the name of Jesus and decree healing over each and every one right now.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you in advance for your miracle working power
yes.
right now.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, Joe, you pray.
we just ask right now that you would give strength to the people who need a miracle, Father, that you would increase their faith, that you would give them more and more faith, and that you would give them the direction to pray, Lord God, that you would pinpoint what they needed to call out and what they needed to seek and what they needed to fast for and what they needed to pray for to receive what they need, Father God. And we just ask right now that every need that would be met right now in the name of Jesus, that it would be 100% met. Every need, every miracle that needs to be done, Father, we ask right now that you would send your angels to touch people, that people would even start feeling things right now, any kind of miracle that they need, that they would just ask for it right now, and it would be met right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. I set myself in agreement with you, Crystal Jordan, you, Joe Jordan, for miracles that people are needing today, and knowing right now that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. Is there any way for people to contact you? Maybe if they would, maybe there might be pastors or leaders would like for you to come at some point in time to share this incredible testimony, or somebody would like to write you or contact you, or maybe send you some vacation money. Is there any way they can contact you?
Yes, sir. I'm going to give my phone number, I guess, out, and my email address. And so is it okay to give my number out over the air?
Well, I guess that'll be you and Joe's decision, or you can just give your email address.
I can give my email address.
Okay.
And send you the contact information further.
Okay.
If people want to go further.
Okay.
And it would be madetopraisehim@yahoo.com. That's MADE, the number 2, praisehim86@yahoo.com.
Okay. Made to praise him.
86@yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm writing this down as other people are. Made to, made to praise him, 86@yahoo.com.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
I just encourage people to send you an email and contact you there. Well, I'm just overwhelmed about the goodness of God and the miracles that have happened to you. And I just know that there's going to be complete recovery, total recovery. Crystal, you're going to be as good as new or better. And leading worship and praising God, sharing your testimony. I believe that God is going to open up major doors for your testimony to be heard, to be seen in many different places. And so I just encourage people to send you an email, madetopraisehim86@yahoo.com. Well, I'm delighted that you came. Thank you so very, very much. And we rejoice with you. On my Facebook page, I've got a picture of y'all, and then I've got a picture with you and your children there. Crystal, and if you want to see those, you can go to my Dale W. Gentry Facebook page. Glad to have you guys on, and I just believe there's wonderful days ahead. I just want to say to the both of you, Merry Christmas, and you have a very bright future. God bless you, Crystal. God bless you, Joe.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Like you've never been before, the life you knew in 1,000 pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these, when this world drives you to your knees. You
think you're never gonna get back to the you they used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Just let that word wash over you. It's all right now. Love's healing hands have pulled you through. So get back up, take step one. Leave the darkness, feel the sun. 'Cause your story's far from over, and your journey's just begun. Tell your heart to be. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat. Your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat.
Been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Power. I can't see manipulation. I can't see rage or anger or selfish ambition. When I look at the blood, all I see is love. I can't see hate or envy. I can't see stupid fighting or bitterness or jealousy. I can't see empire building. I can't see self-importance. I can't see backstabbing or vanity or arrogance. When I look the blood, all I see is love, love, love. When I stop at the cross, I can see the love.
When I look at the cross,
when I look.
soul. Remember, yeah, Redemption's Hill, where your blood was spilled for my ransom.
Standing on of my shield of faith, to quench the fiery darts of the evil one and put him in his place. Father, you've given me precious promises, the faith I'm gonna receive. Believers are receivers and doubters do withouters. I believe, I believe, I believe. I'm hanging on your every word, standing on your promises. Oh, and just like a tree, I'm planted by the water. And though the fiery furnace gets hotter and hotter, I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I heard. Oh, I'm not letting go, I'm hanging on your every word. Standing on your promises. Oh, and just like a man who built his house upon a rock, the wind and the rain will never knock it off. I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I've heard. Oh, I'm not letting go, I'm hanging on your every word. Standing on,
hanging on, hanging on.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ruth, Lord, your word is true.
Hanging on, hanging on.
From Genesis to Revelation, Lord, such a sweet salvation.